This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5. And great to have Dr. Misty Bowen in studio to talk about a subject that we've been talking about so much. She's Assistant Director for AltaPoint's Health Substance, the Substance Abuse Services. We talk about this fentanyl issue. I've been talking about it with the sheriff. I've talked about it with the chief deputy. I've talked about law enforcement folks. I've talked about it with Dr. Lloyd. Opioid overdose deaths. We rolled those numbers out for Alabama. We rolled them out for the country. And they include the fentanyl-related ones, and they're on the rise. And having an expert in here to talk about this is going to be great and informative. So y'all pay attention. Dr. Misty Bowen, thanks for being here. Let's talk about what you see with AltaPoint on that end. During the news break, you and I talked about a couple things that scared the heck out of me. So, and I think most people should. This fentanyl issue, I had Sheriff Cochran on here say, out of all the years he did narcotics, from 70s, 80s, 90s, and he went through heroin and cocaine and crack cocaine, all that, he said there's been nothing that has scared him as much and as deadly as this fentanyl. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with that. We can say that for about a year, we tracked people who were coming into our services, and it was staggering statistics of the people that maybe thought that they were going to be positive for cocaine or for methamphetamine or for heroin, but in fact, when they did a drug screen, they were also positive for fentanyl. And
they didn't knowingly take fentanyl.
No, they were very, very shocked, very, very surprised by that. And it's out there, it's everywhere. There's a lot of fentanyl in Mobile and Baldwin counties. And people are pressing pills, and they look very authentic. And unfortunately, when you're buying illicitly off of the street, you probably are going, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, you're going to get some drugs that are laced with fentanyl.
And this is so there's the different groups, at least the way I picture it. There's people that have an addiction. They have this opioid addiction, and they're filling it with street drugs, or street obtained, they think, opioids to do that. And then you get stories about across the country or here at home, this person, the first time they ever touched this drug, and they got one that had a bunch of fentanyl in it.
Right. And that's so dangerous. And it's not just people who are seeking opiates. It can be in methamphetamine. And so maybe you have someone who's what we call in our business completely opioid naive. They've never taken opiates.
Okay,
And they don't think they're taking an opiate at the time. And then all of a sudden they've ingested fentanyl and they weren't expecting it. And their body, they have no tolerance for it. And it can be deadly.
You know, I had somebody the other day, a caller on the show, said if there was ever a time to motivate somebody to do something, to change their addiction, this idea of, I mean, they already know they're in a bad place with this addiction, but this danger of the revolver with a bullet in it that could be fentanyl, right? I mean, this has to be an awakening for a lot of folks.
It really is. You know, like I was mentioning earlier, it's so surprising to some people that they have been taking fentanyl and they didn't know it. And you know,
were they shocked?
They were shocked. They were shocked, and they're coming to us, you know, because not only are their lives out of control, but they're in withdrawal and they're so sick, and you know, they're having the sweats, they're vomiting, and you know, they're in not understanding, you know, why am I so feeling so sick? Well, you've taken fentanyl, not what you thought you were taking.
Holy cow. And so if somebody knows that there's a chance that the next whatever they do that they're addicted to, let alone, you know, like you said, some kind of pill that they think is an opioid pill there, could have fentanyl in it. Does it? I mean, maybe and I'm trying to figure out a silver lining to a horribly gray cloud here, that maybe it wakes people up and they come see you at AltaPoint, talk about treatment options out there, that today's the day that they do something.
It is having an impact. I know that people are seeking treatment because they are afraid of what is out there on the streets. And also, we have a lot of people who are in long-term recovery who are still coming to see us. And you'll hear them say, man, I am so glad that I got clean and sober and on my recovery path when I did, because The fentanyl that's out there now, that I just probably would have been a statistic. And wow. it's so scary. And when it's scary for someone in recovery who's been there and done that, then it should be scary to the rest of us.
So you talked about these, the after effects, as these people have gotten fentanyl or getting off of it. You can't just get off of this opioid. You can't just kick it on your own, can you, Doctor?
I won't say that there aren't people who can kick it on their own cold turkey, but that is very rare.
And I hear it's very dangerous,
it's
too.
It's very dangerous.
So there is a way to do this, Dr. Bowen. There's a program.
Yes. We, at AltaPoint, we have medication-assisted treatment, and we help people with opioid addiction, and basically I just want to say, first of all, medication-assisted treatment saves lives, and it helps our patients to get their life back. And so you're basically taking a medication so that you can stay out of the withdrawal and the danger. So you're medically monitored by a physician, and you're given an appropriate dose that's not designed to for someone to get high. You know, it's designed to stable them out. So
it doesn't have fentanyl in it.
No, it does not have fentanyl in it.
Right, I mean, we go back to that, yeah.
It is safe. And we have several different medications, and some of the medications that we provide for our medication-assisted treatment aren't even narcotics.
Right. But these are ways for somebody to go from that place where they're addicted to that. When they stop taking that legal drug, they get sick, like you said. That sickness would be there on their journey to being clean.
Right.
But you mitigate that.
You mitigate it, exactly. Because what you'll find is when the withdrawal hits, it becomes all about how can I make this stop? And so with the medication-assisted treatment, you have something that makes that feeling stop of, I mean, people say, I felt like death.
Yeah, the dope sick term, right?
Right. Yes, I was dope sick. That's very appropriate. And so the medication that they're delivered, it staves off that withdrawal, those cravings, so that they're able to have a clear mind and start on a true recovery journey with the therapy and all the other supports that they need in order to reclaim their lives.
You're reading my mind. Dr. Bowen, because I was wondering, there's the medication that helps them get to that point, but there's other support, right? It's a holistic,
absolutely,
is the cliched word, but I mean.
Absolutely. At AltaPoint, we believe in treating the whole person, and we're not just going to say, well, here's your prescription, have a nice day.
Okay.
If you come into our services, then you're going to receive the medication-assisted treatment in the form of the medications, if that's appropriate for you. But you're also going to receive therapy, individual therapy, group therapy, family therapy. You know, our job is to get you on your journey to being healthy, to develop coping skills, to develop relapse prevention skills.
So it's way more than a prescription.
Right, right.
And what I like about the fact is the volume of people y'all have dealt with before, you know the best practices, right? I mean, this fentanyl thing is new in a lot of worlds. I mean, y'all been watching, you know the best practices. Somebody's going, y'all have had success with people like whomever.
Absolutely. And, you know, medication-assisted treatment has been around since the 1960s, and it improves patient survival rates. It increases treatment retention.
Okay.
It decreases illicit substance use and criminal activity, increases employment, increases relationships, and I mean, basically, it rebuilds that person back into the person that they were before they were affected by the addiction.
That's great. You get your life back, and your loved ones get you back.
Yes.
Dr. Missy Bowen, our guest from AltaPoint, if somebody's listening to us right now, it's them, it's somebody they love, they think that this might be, I mean, gosh, like I said, this scourge of fentanyl, if there's ever been the time for somebody to, you know, get cleaned up here, how do they do it? Do they just call y'all? Do they come in? How does it work?
Oh, absolutely. We have a phone number. It's called our Access to Care line. The number is 251-450-2211. And all they have to do is call and say, I have an addiction and I need help. And we will get them in for what we call an assessment.
Okay.
And we will start them on their recovery journey, whether it's medication-assisted treatment or not. You know, and You know, I also want to say that our services are very affordable. We have some grant programs, and for many, the medication assisted treatment may be free. So it's out there, and
so there's no reason not to call.
There's no reason not to. All in the world a person needs is a willingness to call and then to show up.
You know, you're talking to those folks right now. They're listening to you, and I hope they take it to heart.
I do, too.
Dr. Bowen, thank you for what you're doing in our community. Thanks for being on with me, and do come back and see me soon.
Thank you.